Today's Hot New Country, 102.5 KDY. Big Jim, it is the big lunch as we continue on through this 1 o'clock hour. We mentioned it earlier. Coming up this weekend over at the West Plains Civic Center, we've got the Tattoo Expo. I'm going to say this thing completely wrong. Tattoo Expo and Food Truck Extravaganza. Why don't I go with that? We have got, is it Tanea?
Tanea.
Tanea Devine here in the studio, the organizer of this upcoming event. First off, let's get the official title. What is it called?
Okay, it is the West Plains Tattoo Expo and Food Truck Festival.
Festival, okay.
But we do understand that is a mouthful.
It is.
Just the Tattoo Expo or Food Truck Festival, now, whatever everybody wants to call it.
A lot of folks probably been seeing signs around town.
Uh-huh.
This is the second year of the event.
Correct.
Tell us a little about the event. It's coming up on, it starts Friday?
Yep, it's Friday the 29th through the 31st. Doors open to the public Friday at noon, and we close at 10 p.m. So they are long days. That is Friday and Saturday. That gives people the time to come in, that get off work late, anything like that. But also so those that are getting tattooed can get their tattoo finished.
Okay.
You know?
I know last year I saw it a lot. I saw a lot of artists that were coming into town that mm-hmm. were looking for models and things like
yes.
that to be able to work on.
Yes.
For those who have never experienced a tattoo festival, what can they expect?
Well, they can expect to either make an appointment with an artist ahead of time. Some of those artists, like you said previously, are looking for canvases to enter into the contest. So a lot of times they will try to get those booked beforehand so that the stencil and everything is ready for the client. But we will also have multiple booths and artists just waiting for walk-ups. Some of them prefer not to book appointments so that they can take those walk-up clientele. If you're looking to get a tattoo, don't be discouraged if you haven't found an artist per se to tattoo you yet, because there are going to be multiple booths just waiting for people to walk up. They want to do those quick, fast tattoos, things like that. So.
And you said there's people coming into town from all over the country.
Yes. Yes. We have one of our artists is flying in from Puerto Rico. He used to live in the States, but he and his wife moved over there recently. They both tattoo. So they will also both be looking for clients throughout the weekend. We've got artists from New York City. We've got Texas, Tennessee, Iowa, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, I think I might have said Texas. And then, of course, we've got some Mountain Home. We've got some Springfield. So some that are a little bit closer. But honestly, we've made a lot of connections with people outside of the state, and we have become friends with them, and they wanted to be a part of this. And even the ones last year loved the community so much. They loved being here. They loved that they were busy. The community showed up, and we really appreciated that. And it showed these artists that, hey, this place is a good place to go. They're kind people. They want to get tattooed. And, hey, we can make some money. So,
and this is a family-friendly event that's going to be happening over at the West Plains Civic Center. There's mm-hmm. also going to be live music throughout the event.
Yes. So Friday we have two bands playing. We've got Cosmic Criminals. And then later in the early evening, we've got Sacred Pyre. They're from, I'm pretty sure, Colombia. So they're coming in. And then Saturday we have Charred. And then in the evening, we have Harms Crossing.
Now, on Sunday, there's going to be kind of a special display going up.
Correct. Yes, this is the Outfit of Oddities, and they are out of Van Buren, Missouri. And they're kind of like that carnival freak show type thing. And it's really, really cool. We actually got to see their show last weekend in Van Buren. And it was very kid-friendly. The kids absolutely loved it. They brought up volunteers, kids, you know, and they just got to do a lot of cool stuff. And I really loved the crowd interaction that they had. They're going to be blowing fire, swallowing swords, putting nails through noses, you know, all the crazy stuff, you know.
Now, it's the passes are $20 per day.
Correct.
And you said 15 and under is free?
Yep, 15 and under are free. We will have those 15 and under 18 must have a minor wristband, so we will put that on because no one under the age of 18 can be tattooed or pierced.
Okay. And again, this event's happening this coming weekend. If folks want more details, I know you guys are all over social media. What's your website?
So you can go to the westplainstattooexpo.com. You can go to our Facebook page, West Plains Tattoo Expo, Tanea Devine on Facebook. However you want to find us, there is a way.
Okay, West Plains, show up and show out this coming weekend, West Plains Civic Center.